The Supreme Court yesterday ruled on the John Doe investigation into coordination between conservative groups and Scott Walker's recall campaign, saying the coordination law was vague and unconstitutional. In the wake of that decision, two Wisconsin lawmakers are calling for changes to the state's John Doe procedures. Senator Tom Tiffany from Hazelhurst and Representative Dave Craig from Big Bend are proposing changes that would limit the use of John Doe probes and remove some of the secrecy from the process. Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany joins us now. Senator Tiffany, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, good afternoon.
So the basics, why do you think the John Doe procedures need some revisions?
Well, as highlighted by the court yesterday, the state Supreme Court, the process has been abused. And so we, Representative Craig and I, proposed to put some limits on the John Doe process. We're one of the only states that use a John Doe process. Most states use a grand jury process. And so it's been very broad. And it's not been abused by prosecutors, generally speaking, in the past. But this abuse is highly unusual, and Representative Craig and I are saying that there should be some reforms made to it. Not throw it out, but to reform it.
Yeah, so talk us through some of the specific changes that you're looking for.
Yeah, a few of the things that we want to do is, first of all, anyone that is charged in a John Doe, there's a gag order put on them. They cannot speak to anyone, including an attorney. And that's the federal courts, including the federal Supreme Court, ruled years ago that's unconstitutional. We need to catch up with the times and lift those gag orders that have been put on people with John Doe's here in Wisconsin. So that would be one of them. The other is to have these have the process be basically an unlimited timeline. We would put six-month increments into it that prosecutors would have to come back to a 10-judge panel and say, okay, yes, you get another 6 months to continue this probe.
And are there any other changes apart from those two, the secrecy, the gag order, and the time limits that you want to see here?
Yeah, those are the primary elements to the bill that we've proposed.
And does this cripple the law? Does it make it ultimately a useless law with those things in place? Or do you think it can still be used to prosecute the kind of crimes usually involving government corruption that it's intended for?
Yeah, we've passed this through committee in the state Senate, and it's sitting waiting to be scheduled for a vote of the full Senate. And we've had lengthy discussions with all involved, including prosecutors, the Department of Justice, and others. And we believe we're at a good place now with the bill and that it should go to a full vote now. And Representative Craig and I are calling for a full vote in both houses of the legislature right after Labor Day when we come back into session.
Right. You're out of session now. You say, and your colleague, Representative Craig, it said this should be a top priority when you do come back in the fall. Why do you see this as urgent, something that needs to get passed as soon as possible?
Because the type of John Doe abuses that we've seen and that the state Supreme Court said are illegal yesterday, they could still be going on now. We need this reform now. I think a very important point, you know, many people, I suspect, had not heard of the John Doe process without this high-profile case involving Governor Walker and conservatives. But we had a number of defense attorneys that came in and testified and said, this process is being abused by people of average means also. And they were very vocal in saying, this is not just about Governor Walker. There needs to be reforms to protect people, to protect their privacy, and protect them against unlawful search and seizure that we've seen gone on with this very high-profile case that came before the Supreme Court.
Talking to Senator Tom Tiffany from Hazelhurst, he's one of a pair of lawmakers looking for changes in the state's John Doe laws after yesterday's state Supreme Court ruling, effectively ending the current, what had been the current John Doe investigation of Governor Walker's recall election campaign and outside groups. Now, John Doe has netted real prosecutions and convictions in the past. In John Doe 1, some of Governor Walker's former staffers back in the day, former Democratic Senator Chuck Koala in 2005. It's in some cases done what it's supposed to do in pursuing cases of alleged government corruption. Would we still have what we need in place to pursue those things?
Well, prosecutors have the ability to be able to file charges. If there's impropriety being done by elected officials at any level in the state of Wisconsin, prosecutors still have the tools to be able to unearth that wrongdoing. This does not stop that from happening.
Now, you talked about the abuses in this John Doe case. The prosecutors have said, as they read state law, they were pursuing real potential wrongdoing here. The state Supreme Court effectively said, well, the law that you're talking about was too vague and unconstitutional. So were they really going beyond their purview in the way they pursued this?
I believe they were. I mean, I'm not sure. Whenever I talk to people, and I explained to them the tactics that were used when they took floodlights and lit up people's homes in pre-dawn raids. They went in dressed in SWAT gear, you know, fully weaponized. In some instances, I've been told that they had weapons drawn. I mean, it was meant to intimidate because these were people that were not going to be violent or anything like that. And then when they pulled people's records, their kids' pictures, they took the cell phones and computers of the children in the home. It clearly was meant to intimidate, and it was a fishing expedition. They went far beyond what I believe what is a common sense way to go about trying to prosecute this.
As I understand it, other states just use guidance from federal laws, as you've alluded to, federal grand jury laws. Why wouldn't Wisconsin just do that and scrap John Doe separate provisions completely?
Yeah, we talked to prosecutors across the state, talked to the Department of Justice when we were looking at doing this, and that was a suggestion by some members of the state Senate was, let's just go to the grand jury system. And the prosecutors really asked us to keep the John Doe system. They said it's a good system. It's simply been abused here by the district attorney in Milwaukee County and others. Don't throw this out just because a few people abused it. Make some necessary changes. We've worked with prosecutors to do that. And let's make the John Doe process work as it should.
Now, from the outside, this might look like politicians trying to change the law so that politicians can get away with a little bit more. There's a recent outcry over open records changes that came and went in the budget. Do you see that potential perception out there that this is something to make life easier for people who are already in office?
Yeah, you know, some people are going to make that charge, but nothing could be further from the truth. There is still the ability, if there are elected representatives at any level of state government that are conducting illegal activities, they can be charged and they can be brought to justice. This doesn't change that in any way. And I agree with George Stanley, the Milwaukee Journal editor, who said this past weekend in regards to the open records case, this was an example of a big win for the people of the state of Wisconsin in that there will not be changes. People value openness in government. I know I do. And the people of the state of Wisconsin will still have the accountability to make sure that elected officials follow the law.
And before I let you go, Senator Tiffany, you're looking to introduce this officially, get it voted on after Labor Day. Have you heard from your colleagues in the Senate and the Assembly whether they are supportive of these changes?
I've heard from some, not all. That's going to be part of my job here over the next month and a half, is to make sure that we can get the votes in the state Senate. And I'm hoping that Democrats will join along. I mean, think about it. The defense bar is very much in support of these changes. They're not natural allies of us Republican conservatives on many issues, but they're fully in favor of changes to the John Doe law because they've seen those abuses amongst people of average and poor means. And so I hope some Democrats are going to join us also in supporting this legislation.
Senator Tiffany, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for the time.
That's State Senator Tom Tiffany, Republican from Hazelhurst, talking about the state's use of John Doe probes and changes he'd like to see in the John Doe regulations.